Wrestling Omakase brings you a full-course meal of all of Japanese wrestling, men's and women's. Join me, a Japanese wrestling fan for over 20 years, along with a rotating cast of equally knowledgeable co-hosts, as we cover everything from New Japan and Stardom to NOAH, All Japan, DDT, Tokyo Joshi, Marigold, Sendai Girls, Dragon Gate, Gleet, Ice Ribbon, and even more stuff. If you're a fan of Japanese wrestling and you want coverage of the entire scene in one podcast, check us out right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network each and every week. Get us wherever you get podcasts today.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Clutch. I'm Ian Hamilton, and we've got quite a lot to get through this week. Of course, something else different from the usual format. This weekend we have AEW's Forbidden Door hitting the O2 Arena in London, and much like the last few years where we've had AEW at Wembley Stadium, we've got a few shows looking to piggyback. Now, granted, we've got about a quarter of the people in town for AEW compared to that first Wembley show, 18,000 the O2, 80-odd thousand at Wembley Stadium. You've got a bigger captive audience in town, so surely we want to get those full cards out as soon as possible. You know, yeah, there'll have been people who would have made their decisions to book hotels and what have you long in advance. You can have those floating people, though. Folks who may want to be able to, you know, take that day off work to, you know, see that Friday night show. Maybe change plans. You know, and there was a lot of folk coming into town trying to catch a football game before AEW the next day. But as we stand here now, you know, it's Wednesday lunchtime. We've got a few shows with full cards, a few which don't. So we're just going to go through the matches we do know about. Some of these shows probably will have already have happened by the time you listen to this. One definitely will. Keep this in for the sake of posterity. But yeah, here's what we've got coming up this weekend, or no, week and weekend, over the Forbidden Door in London, England. Starting tonight, we have got Hustle with Fist Club and Summer Slate 25 at the Colour Factory in Hackney Wick, 7:30 p.m. bell time announced at the moment. Chad McManley against Anita Vaughan, Jazzy Powell against Tina Turner and Sid Scala, and we have more straight-laced for the Hustle Championship, Rain Leverkusen defending against Kuro. I think that one will probably end up on Hustle's YouTube page in some form. The next night, Thursday, August 21st, we have Pro Wrestling Ceasefire's Unauthorized Gate. You might be seeing a trend of the names here, guys. It'll be sold out at Chandler Hall in Lambeth in London. 7 p.m. doors, 7:30 bell time again. No live stream. This will eventually appear in some form on the Pro Wrestling Ceasefire YouTube page. I believe it's Dave Bradshaw doing commentary, as he's wanted to do for pretty much all of Britwrest these days. And in terms of matches, we've got a couple here. Street Fight's your main event with Sunshine Machine, that's TK Cooper and Chuck Mambo, teaming with the East City Butchers of Shah Samuels and Jordan Saeed, taking on the refs. Yeah, referees Giovanni Giorgio, Oscar Harding, Tom Scarborough, and Martin Raymondson. So I guess this is where, you know, you kind of want a bit of background. There's been a, you know, few angles in prior ceasefire shows where referees have been attacked. I think one show had a man like Dries standing in as referee. And this is the big blow-off. You've got the referees banding up to take on the wrestlers. Yeah, and for those of you who have got longer memories from Britwrest, they have been kind of referencing the Shah Samuels Ref Pro stuff from many years back. So, yeah, not my kind of grabs, but, you know, they've sold out and it's for good cause. So, yeah, well worth going if you have your ticket, obviously. Elsewhere in the card, we've got Jordan Breaks and Kanji taking on Diamond Eyes. That's the team of Connor Mills and Nico Angelo. Past year in ceasefire, we've had Breaks and Kanji having some really good back and forth matches. I think we had a trilogy there. They're now a team, of course, and it's Connor Mills and his other Welsh tag team partner up as opposition. So we'll see then. By other, of course, Mills has a, all due respect, a much bigger tag team match with another Welsh partner later on this weekend. And we have an announced match we have for ceasefire is Kuro against Emerson Jane against Jay Joshua. Vawon. Again, no ceasefire, don't do championship, so it'll be a standard three-way match, but it'll certainly go down well in Lambeth. They've also announced AEW referee Stefan Smith as referee for night. Long-time fans of OVW may remember him as Rump Thump. Could have gone with Bob Brian Alvarez Bear, but hey, who cares? Then Friday, this is where we start getting the clashes. We will start first at the Crystal Palace National Sports Centre in London. Rev Pro 13-year anniversary night one, which will effectively been retitled to Global Wars. Doors for this one, 4:30 p.m. bell time, 5:30 p.m. the UK, so that translates to 12:30 in the afternoon on the East Coast, 9:30 a.m. the morning Pacific Coast. This will be streaming live on Rev Pro On Demand's streaming service. And this is a show that, really until about 2-3 weeks back, didn't have anything announced. RevPro basically rebadged this as Global Wars. It's going to have RevPro, CMLL, New Japan Ring of Honor. Also, since being announced, effectively Discovery Wrestling, although they're not getting their badge on the poster. And this is the card which is basically going to be Dream Match heavy for all intents and purposes. And that's your bag, digging, because there's plenty and some pretty good looking matches here, even if you aren't really that fussed about it not being canon. But in terms of Global Wars, we have got Jay Joshua against Tomohiro Ishii, Persephone from CMLL taking on Alexis Falcon, Connor Mills against Yuya Uemura. We've got the RevPro British Tag Team Championship on the line, the Grizzled Young Veterans of Zach Gibson and James Drake. They take on the Young Guns, Luke Jacobs and Ethan Allen. This came from the RevPro Live in Southampton show this past weekend. Of course, Grizzled Young Veterans beat the Young Guns as part of the Great British Tag League at the Summer Sizzler last month. Of course, Young Guns not making it to the final, so this is their double jeopardy punishment, for want of a better word. Another championship match we have on tap, announced early today. We've got title for title, Emerson Jane putting her Discovery Wrestling Women's title up against Mercedes Moné and the RevPro Undisputed British Women's Championship. I suspect Mercedes may be coming back from the UK with another belt at least, but certainly the first time I believe RevPro's even acknowledged Emerson's Discovery Wrestling belt. And hey, if you're going to bring in no other promotions to the mix, no better way to do it, I suppose, here. Chris Ridgway against Blue Panther is also on the card now. That's one where Chris Ridgway, curiously, he's been out of action since late June for fractured neck, which, if you've been following RevPro's, kind of forced that whole reshuffle of the Cruiserweight division. Of course, Leon Cage won a title shot when he broke his leg in training. Ridgway, you would suspect, would have been next up, but ended up being Nino Bryant winning that British Trade Cup and then getting the shot. Instead, Ridgway, he's back. He's got Blue Panther in what I believe is Blue Panther's only fourth match in the UK, I think so, people do research with. So, very much limited edition and, should be an absolute cracker for fans of both Ridgway and Blue Panther. And the main event that's been announced is an all-star 10-man tag team match with Hiroshi Tanahashi, Michael Oku, Zazaya, Speedball Mike Bailey and Katsuyori Shibata taking on the Cowboy Wave, one called Manders and Thomas Shire, Hechicero, Robbie X and Kyle Fletcher in, absolutely bonkers Fire Pro randomization buckets, whatever you want to call it. Should be a heck of a match. Hiroshi Tanahashi, this can be his last weekend wrestling in the UK. Potentially his last match for RevPro, as I record, nothing's been announced for the next day at the anniversary show. Watch this Fallout date really soon. Seven matches where so far, absolutely stacked, and when you consider two and a bit weeks ago, this was an absolutely barren card. As much as I've had criticism for how late Medeiros has had to come together because of, the outside involvement, which, that's a problem when you run for the promotions for shows like these. Sometimes you're not going to be able to book stuff like this, but the flip side is people had already paid their money before it was rebadged. So, both sides do have valid points, and unfortunately that's always going to be the way, especially when RevPro announcing shows or cards for shows later and later has been a bit of a creeping thing this year. But that's Global Wars, unofficially night one of a 13-year anniversary celebration at the Crystal Palace National Sports Centre. Elsewhere in southeast London, we've got Riot Cabaret. Someone's knocking at the door. This is at the Clapham Grand, so southeast London. Door 6:30, bell 7:30, so there probably will be some names here that'll be doing the dash from Crystal Palace over to Clapham. Not too many will by the look of it. In fact, none. So this is maybe one, if you had a ticket, you'd been picking between one or the other. But Picard so far, and again, this one not streaming live, it will eventually be on Riot Cabaret Gold Video On Demand, so if you're there, effectively Patreon kind of thing. Main event, we have got the Riot Cabaret Men's World title, with Mark Andrews defending against Nico Angelo. Last time out, Andrews retained the title in a Loser Leaves Town match against Charles Crowley, and Andrews won that belt a year ago in a three-way against Michael Oku, who was a champion and also involved Nico Angelo. Nico's kind of been pushing back to get back to title contention, so I think if you are looking at this being the crowning moment for Nico Angelo, we will see indeed. Harley Hudson against Rio. This was meant to have been Harley against Thunder Rosa for the women's title. Thunder Rosa pulled out earlier this week. I guess in hindsight, Harley was always going to be an odd choice for pawn for match. She hasn't been in Riot Cabaret since February, where she lost in a number one contenders match, but Alex Windsor won for a title shot and then came up short to Thunder Rosa for March. This is Rio's Riot Cabaret debut. Be a decent enough match, but yeah, a bit of a far cry from what we expected with the title match. And again, Thunder Rosa, they've said, we'll be back in due course. So maybe this is going to be an unofficial number one contenders match. Guess we'll see. Nina Samuels against Cara Noir. So in the world of Riot Cabaret, Nina Samuels is babyface, Cara Noir's heel. Both their second, so Nina's got Cassius as in her corner, Madame Guillotine for Cara Noir Veg in his corner. Phil being caged at ringside to prevent interference, so expect shenanigans there. After that, we've got James Ellis and Tate Mayfair. This one's got a bit of a story, but maybe not your cup of tea. Again, if you're following on Voice of Wrestling, probably definitely not going to be a cup of tea, but this was the payoff to a year-long romance storyline. Martina became classy Karen around these parts, had a wrestling wedding to Tate Mayfair, only for James Ellis to be revealed on video to have done the dirty. If you're into it, you can be into it. The addition of Simon Mills as a special guest referee probably ain't going to win you over one way or the other, but it is what it is, I guess. Next, we've got Jordan Breaks against The Moment Flash Morgan Webster. I know there's a bit of a question mark over Flash. He's kind of dealing with, I guess, personal / family issues he's put out there. This will be Breaks' debut here. Webster was last in Riot Cabaret in February, losing to Nico Angelo. I guess you'd maybe expect to be a similar result here with Jordan Breaks making a name for himself on the card here. Man Like Dries against Spike Trevet. Spike's not been in Riot Cabaret since the turn of the year, last losing to Charles Crowley in December. Dries hasn't been there even longer. Last he was part of a Rumble in January of 2023. And you suspect, if you want to plot out future stories, maybe this is the start of Spike Trevet getting himself on the board ahead of a feud with Nico Angelo, maybe for the title. Who knows? And last up, we've got the Slam Ball Championship. Basically, it's a tag team match. Sunshine Machine, TK Cooper, Chuck Mambo defending against the franchise pairing of Brendan White and Charlie Sterling. And I guess, again, some backstory here. The Slam Ball thing is a football-themed match. Two, quote-unquote, halves of 5 minutes. The team with lands most body slams wins. All kinds of football gimmicks as well. Yellow cards, red cards, free slams, all that good stuff. Franchise being a spoof of, search your favourite spendthrift football team of choice, Man City, Chelsea, Liverpool, signing big players. I believe last time out it was Brendan White and JJ Gale in that role. JJ not yet announced, but supposedly booked for RevPro over the weekend. So Charlie Sterling has been quote-unquote signed and filling in the role there as the franchise looks to win their first Slam Ball Championship. Moving on to Saturday, August 23rd, we've got another head-to-head clash here. We'll start again at Crystal Palace National Sports Centre. RevPro 13-year anniversary night 2, no funky title here. This is live on RevPro on Demand's VOD. Doors at 3, bell at 4, being confirmed early today. And on the card, in no particular order, we have 6 matches as I record this. Leon Slater against Mike Loku now. I originally thought this was going to be the main event of night 1 until that got rebadged as Global Wars. In RevPro, just looking at one-on-one stuff, Oku has beaten Slater once. This was at high stakes in April, back when Oku was champion. Outside of that, though, Leon has 2 quote-unquote singles wins. Win over Oku December 2022 live in London. And most recently, he beat Oku in the final of a Revolution tag match for the start of this month. Guess outside of RevPro, Slater has more than Oku's number, 8-4 in terms of matches where they've been on opposite sides. Leon's already said he wants to win the British Heavyweight title by the end of the year. Of course, Oku wants it back, so I guess unofficially he could maybe pin this down as a number one contenders match. Although there has been a little bit of chatter that, much like last year, this could be a send-off for Oku. Who knows? Of course, Leon Slater, TNA X Division champion, and, you know, whatever comes there, whether that ends up being a, stays over in America a lot longer, or whether he's just flying back and forth, guess we'll see after Saturday night. We have the Great British Tag League final of the Cowboy Way, one called Manders and Thomas Shire, taking on Connor Mills and Jay Joshua. Cowboy Way undefeated in their block. They beat the Bryants in Berlin, drew the Young Guns later on that same show, and beat GYV in Southampton last week. Mills and Joshua had a perfect 100% run over CPF, Drew and Lacey, and Sons of Southampton. So, again, the two teams who haven't lost hitting the final, just the way it should be, these kind of things. And, of course, winner of this will get a tag title match at some point, TBA. This one, I guess in terms of the teams in the blocks, we weren't going to put the tag team champions in the final. Because, again, if they lose, you have an instant rematch, so at least you've gone the long way around here. I'd maybe expect Cowboy Way to win just because there wasn't a conclusive result in Berlin, but who knows, either way on paper this match should be an absolute cracker. Also announced we've got Zack Sabre Jr. against Zaza. Now, Zaza was last round in Rev Pro Pride this weekend in a last man standing match, losing to Jay Joshua in Coventry. Zaza kind of disappeared, came back earlier this month saying he wanted to quote-unquote show his art against the best in the world. Zack Sabre Jr. had the challenge. Challenge being thrown down. Of course, Sabre's coming in as IWGP champion. Came nowhere close to winning the G1, so maybe a bit of wounds being licked there. And you suspect because of the IWGP thing, Sabre's not going to be losing, but who knows. This is first time ever match. Surprise, surprise. And it's another dream match that kind of continues that run that Desire's been slowly building up across Europe, both in the Rev Pro and mostly in WXW. That one, we'll see what comes there. Also announced recently, Cutthroat Collective, Alex Windsor, Sapphire Reed, and Nina Samuels, taking on Mercedes Money, Kanji, and Danny Luna. Again, a relatively late addition for card. Kanji and Money had a run-in for Cutthroat Collective at the Summer Sizzle last month after Money beat Sapphire Reed. Tellingly, of course, Sapphire didn't get involved with the post-match stuff. It was the likes of Nina Samuels and Lizzie Evo. This is the first time of Alex Winter's been at Rev Pro since March. Of course, she's since signed for AEW. Hasn't really had a Rev Pro send-off. She did get one with Eve not too long ago. So, we'll see what comes of this. And, of course, if you want to look at other storyline threads, Kanji, she's had one eye on the Undisputed British Women's Championship. And Danny Luna won that high-stakes gauntlet match, which initially was but wasn't for Shot the Belt. So, can they all coexist? Of course, big question mark over Sapphire Reed as she's trying to get Nita Vaughn into the group, albeit to no success. And we have two title matches to wrap up what's been announced thus far. The Rev Pro Undisputed British Cruiserweight Championship on the line with Robbie X challenging Nino Bryant. Of course, Nino won the belt from Will Caven at the Revolution Rumble back in June. Retained against Caven a few weeks later. Robbie X coming to this not in great form. Last three matches he's won and lost against Archie Cole and then lost to Beast Mortals at the Summer Sizzler last month. Interestingly, both guys 5-8 win-loss in Rev Pro this year. So, we'll see what comes of it. Of course, this kind of built up from the Revolution Tag match at the start of the month with Robbie X eliminating Nino. And again, in terms of stature and roster, Robbie X has been doing the whole greatest cruiserweight in the world stuff for a while, so a chance to actually get some hardware to put that brag to the test. And of course, the main event of the entire Rev Pro weekend, we've got the Undisputed British Heavyweight Championship on the line. Shah Samuels taking on the champion Ricky Knight Jr. Shah won the Revolution Rumble at the end of June and of course picked his big match as this title match. Shah had since put in a "if I don't win the title, I retire" stipulation and also clarified this isn't "if I lose, I'm done in Rev Pro." It's "I'm done everywhere and that's the end of my career." So, even ruling out the whole "if I lose, I'm done completely, I'm not even going to fulfill bookings elsewhere," at least in a wrestling capacity. Is worth noting that Shah at the moment does have titles in WrestleForce and for ICW up in Scotland. So, if he does lose, there's at least two promotions there would have to rejig their championship stuff. We have also had a bunch of promos and interviews from Shah on the RevPro YouTube and social media platforms going through his career. It's like a 40-50 minute interview with Andy Quilden, which well worth a watch, at least have it on the background. Ricky Knight Jr. beat Michael Oku for the title at SummerSizzle at the end of July to start Ricky's second run as champion. This past weekend in Southampton, Ricky squashed Harry Milligan, I guess as a proxy for Shah, since they really haven't done that much in front of a crowd. Brings about one show in Sheffield, and that's pretty much been it. Curiously, Ricky Knight Jr. has been announced for Pro Wrestling Noah's N1 Victory Tournament next month, so bit of a span in the works there. Does he win and go off to Noah's champion for a month? Or does he drop the belt and then we have a big, Shah Samuels farewell, title run? Either way, the result, those who've been RevPro fans for a long while, will have some stock in this. I know it's cool to not like Ricky Knight Jr.'s champion in any form, but certainly the, I guess the stakes, certainly in terms of, losing Shah Samuels, even though he hasn't been a major role in RevPro recently. The fact that you're having a 20 plus year career coming to an end, or could come to an end if results go against him this weekend, certainly does make this a lot more interesting, a straight up challenge of the month kind of thing. So, but yeah, that's the 13 matches for the RevPro across two shows at time of recording. No Sunshine Machine, no Trent Seven. A little bit strange, bear in mind there has been a feud between certainly Trent and a TBA against Sunshine Machine. Of course, I'm sure once this is posted, that'll be announced and this will be out of date, as it always is. Also on the Saturday, we have got Pro Wrestling Eve doing Eve versus the World at the Big Penny Social in Walthamstow, again, northeast London. This will be live on the Eve On Demand YouTube channel with the right subscription tier. And we do have a full card up. We start, I guess, towards the bottom, work our way up. Major League Blondes of Nahir Robles and JC Storm debut in Eve. They take on Session Moff Martina and Sky Smithson. I guess the story they're going with here is Major League Blondes, they're new to Eve, or on tour from America, of course, looking to make a claim for the tag titles. Martina hasn't won in Eve for a while, but her last win was teaming with Sky Smithson, so recapturing former glories. Anita Vaughn, she wanted an open challenge. She's got Queen Aminata from AEW, so there's one of the first of many AEW names on this card today. Lucy Sky against Rio. Winner gets a shot at the Eve title at November's Elite Encounter show. You can probably guess what theme of that show is going to be. Earlier this month, Eve's tag titles were held by Rio and Emerson Jane, but because Emerson wasn't around to defend, the belts were forfeited. Lucy Sky was part of a team called Hard Up North of Harley Hudson, who lost those belts originally to Rio and Jane. Hudson looks to be on her way out for TNA, so this guess potentially would start the big singles push in E for Lucy, but I've way coming in for a lot of recent experience with Championship Gold, and hopefully start with some kind of extended push here. As for the Eve Championship, Nightshade will be defending against Nyla Rose. Now, I guess stylistically, similarly you could say, Nightshade beat Nina for the Eve title in May, ending Nina's 16-month run for the belt. One defense under a belt so far, beating Alexis Falcon in a Fall Count Anywhere match earlier this month. So this will be defense number two. We've got an absolute chaos match for Eve International Championship shot. So winner of this will get a shot at Chris Statlander. She beat Anita Vaughn for the belt in July. Avery, of course, not in this match. They've announced it's going to be Nina against three multiple international opponents. Names won't be announced until the night, although Billy Starks and Rain Leverkusen have announced for the show so far. Haven't got a match yet. Billy Starks, of course, AEW. Rain Leverkusen, named after a town in Germany, so, guess where is your stretch for going international? And main event, most likely, we have got Millie McKenzie and Sapphire Reed taking on Julia Hart and Sky Blue of, what's the team? The Triangle of Madness, the latest wacky team name in AEW, no Tekla, but Reed and McKenzie used to be part of the Zed Society in Eve, although Cage Match never acknowledged that, I guess, for best, to be honest. This will be Eve's debuts for Hart and Blue. They're in town, of course, for AEW. Sky was part of the RevPro Women's Battle Royal a couple of years back, so no stranger to these weekend non-AEW shows, and certainly one to keep an eye on. Elsewhere on the Saturday, still in southeast London, in Bexley Heath on the High Street, in fact, we have got UK Pro Wrestling's Forbidden Maw. Yep, puns keep coming, guys. These are free shows, so basically you just have to turn up on Bexley Heath High Street. There'll be matches on the top of the hour between 11 a.m, noon, 1, 2, 3, 4 p.m. Announced so far, we've got the UKPW Interregional Champion David Francisco defending against Alf Edwards, Harry Sefton against Peregrine Kelly, CPF of Joe Lando and Danny Black in action against TBA, Jay Alexander and Delphine against the Powerbuff Boys of Theodore Powers and Buff Broadside, Tyler Walker takes on Samuel St. Daniels, Ollie Jackson, formerly known as Ollie Fern, against Leah James, and Denzel Mack against Johnny Rivaro. So, go what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches so far. These will likely end up on the UKPW YouTube channel. But yeah, if you're in Bexley Heath and you know, choosing to stay away from Crystal Palace, a couple of matches there, might be able to tack a couple on then, head over to Crystal Palace. I'll say it's good luck with the London Transport on the weekend. Sunday, August 24th, the DKW Academy has Brawling at the Space Theatre in London, doors 2:30, bell at 3. This one is going to be a bit cramped because I believe AEW's like show start time is 4:30, so you're going to be very rushed to get to this. Announced so far, we've got Last Man Standing of Founder Jackson against Tom Edwards. Jaden Williams takes on Ash Lee. Andros J faces Matt Craven. The DKW tag title sees Black and Gold, Denzel Mack and Lincoln Spector take on First Class Flies of Kaido and Dercio da Silva, and the Big O defends his DKW British Championship against Rorschachs. Of course, got AEW's Forbidden Door, doors 4 p.m, main pay-per-view I believe starts at 6, so yeah, we're not going to preview it on this show, but yeah, plenty of podcasts, including the flagship, will be having a full rundown. We're recording this before Dynamite, so there'll be plenty of stuff announced tonight, and of course, Collision being taped in Glasgow as well tonight. I'm sure there'll be stuff announced there. Then, the day after AEW Forbidden Door, Monday, August 25th, we have got Progress Chapter 183, 100 Volts. Progress is 100th show at the Electric Ballroom in Camden. This is at 2 o'clock doors, but 3 o'clock bell time. This will be streaming live on Demand Progress Plus and on Triller TV Plus. We do have a full card here. Again, start towards Bob and work our way up. Awada-san taking on Charlie Sterling. So Awada-san's debut coming over on excursion from Pro Wrestling Noah. He debuted for Noah just over 2 years ago, but didn't win his first match until March of last year. He's part of Team 2000X, alongside former On Excursion project On Excursion at Progress, Taishi Ozawa. Sterling is on a bit of a run of form, back-to-back win since losing in the semis at Super Strong Style, beating RPD and Caro Noir. So, yeah, an interesting one. Derail Charlie Sterling or a win on excursion for Awada-san. Guess we'll see. Lana Austin against Alexis Falcon as well. A bit of a loose end here. Last time in Manchester, Alexis beat Holly Barlow, who's a late/unwilling substitute for Lana Austin. This time around, Holly Barlow's been trying to force a friendship with Lana. Pretty much has got her Progress future on the line, it seems. If Alexis wins, she can challenge for any of her Progress women's title again. She'd been banned from doing so for a while. If Lana wins, Holly's banned from any Progress shows with Lana's on, so I guess it's a temporary restraining order in a pole match or something like that. Yeah, weird, but see how that goes. We also have Ricky Knight Jr. against Caro Noir, first time ever match. Ricky's not been in Progress since the unboxing show at the end of last year. He wasn't a 2-2 win-loss run since losing the finals of last year's Super Strong Style 16. Similarly, Caro Noir has been in a losing run since beating Trent Seven on his Progress return in April. He's lost to Minoru Suzuki in Las Vegas, twice Luke Jacobs and Charlie Sterling. It's Caro Noir's first run of form since 2022 when he was forced to wrestle as Tom Dawkins for that Spike Trevais storyline that I know a lot of people memory hold pretty damn quickly. We've got a Fans Bring the Weapons match for the Progress Proteus title. Paul Walter Hauser is the champion. Defend against Simon Miller, Bullet and Charles Crowley. Walter Hauser won the belt over WrestleMania weekend in the Scramble. What I will say is if you have seen Paul Walter Hauser's recent rant on Instagram against Brian Alvarez, that Proteus belt not mentioned, which I guess maybe a bit of a sign here, but... yeah, it's his first defence, and I guess first appearance for Progress since winning the belt. Last time out in Camden, it was Simon Miller and Charles Crowley for a shot at the belt. That ended in a no contest after Bullet ran in, so yeah, we've now got a four-way. Fans Bring the Weapons, I guess, is a bit of a loaded one, depending on what the fans bring. I mean, years back, Progress did a fans bring weapon match with a grandfather clock as a weapon. I guess we'll see if, you know, we get anything as inventive or unusual this time around. But, yeah, certainly one that I guess the police will be keeping a very close eye on in terms of what's brought. I know last time the base said anything that could be used as a defensive weapon outside of wrestling wouldn't be allowed. And I think, was it something like people who, you know, planning on like super gluing drawing pins onto shoes a la of Young Bucks was also, you know, also frowned upon. So I guess we'll see. Next, we've got the Progress Atlas title. Will Cruz, Gene Money, and Mike DeVecchio. Mike D won the title last time out in a tables match from Axel Tischer. Of course, Mike D had his farewell in WXW and the GWF this past few weeks. You'd expect this as his final match here, so, you know, fully expect a title change. The background of his story is the Will Cruz, Gene Money stuff. Cruz being Gene's quote-unquote nephew, it all went sour, so, yeah, I expect that's going to be the match you'll be looking for the decision from rather than Mike D retain. But strange things have happened. Elsewhere, we have a Progress tag titles on the line. Lycos Jim, that's Kid Lycos and Kid Lycos 2, defending against Sunshine Machine, TK Cooper and Chuck Mambo. It's a rematch from back in June where the shenanigans from Kid Lycos led a title change. Get into it, I guess. Progress Women's World Championship, Kanji defends against, Kanji challenges Rio. Now, last time out, Kanji, who was meant to have had the Loser Leaves Town match with Nina Samuels, that fell through because of Nina getting injured, became Kanji, Rio, and Rain Leverkusen in the freeway. Rain was pinned both by Kanji and Rio, so we now have a draw and this challenge. And based on Nina Samuels, you know, back working early in the weekend, expect her to get involved, cost Kanji. And we circled back to the Loser Leaves Town match. And the main event, unless they've lost their minds, is a TLC match for Progress Men's World Championship. Man Like Dries taking on Luke Jacobs. Luke's just passed a year as champion. Dries won Super Strong Style back in May for his shot. And we've got TLC for the fun of it. And I think the last time Progress had a TLC match would have been that ill-fated Wembley show. And I just hope they've gotten tables from a different provider because, yeah, if you saw that Wembley Arena show, Eddie Dennis and Mark Andrews not going through tails for the most part, it was a Cubby Rise moment, which, yeah, hopefully is not repeated here. But, yeah, that's the full card for Progress Chapter 183, 100 volts. Get into it and all that. Yes, any takeaways coming out of this? You know, Progress Eve, Rev Pro, the main promotions running this week, and you know, Rev Pro, they got the card out, but it did feel very chaotic. You know, Andy Quillen's done a lot of media interviews, you know, Grapple, Fightful, you know, was it El Pep as well, and I guess countless other outlets. And, you know, by their own admission, they have a lot going on. You know, 2 weeks after this, they're running at Porchester Hall, the new venue in London. Stevenage shows a couple of weeks after that, which until recently wasn't even on the RevPro website. The Barcelona Trios Grand Prix weekend, which, as we stand, no teams announced. There's just a lot of moving plates, a lot of big moving plates, and unfortunately things, you know, will slip, especially if you are working with partners. So hopefully, there's a bit of hope that this is going to be like the big show, and then, you know, as things, you know, relatively quiet down, we'll have something of a reset, but we'll see. Progress, well, they've got their audience. I know they tweeted earlier that they'd sold out their standing tickets yet. People still able to get, you know, the full complement of 10 standing tickets after that announcement. So we'll see if it's legit standing, legit sellout, or whether it's just because tickets have been pulled. Running the Monday after AEW probably is the most limiting. I mean, you know, people who fly in for Forbidden Door weekend are likely flying home the Monday. So you're really just getting the stragglers rather than, you know, fully capitalise on the quote-unquote cheat code of the weekend. But at the same time, you know, they didn't have that much in the way of, you know, partnerships with other promotions, and they got their full card out. So, you know, you win some and lose some, I guess. Of course, Eve have Will Ospreay as a producer, and, you know, I guess, you know, at least an informal agreement with AEW. Certainly, you're not calling a show in November, you know, Elite Encounters if you don't have that kind of tie-in. But it's worthwhile. It was about a week ago, Andy Quillen did an interview of Grapple talking about how the anniversary shows, he'd planned to have a RevPro against the world theme regardless before Tony Khan's involvement brought it into Global Wars. Now, this year, of course, RevPro not running the Copper Box. I believe it's Gorillaz, the band, not the Animals, had a long-term residency there. And this kind of brings something to the fore. Like, there was been talk of, you know, WrestleMania coming to London. I absolutely would not hold your breath unless you're entirely self-loathing. But even if, you know, we've got like a big WWE weekender here, and I'm not talking like, you know, Money in the Bank like quite a few years ago, but like a SummerSlam or a major tentpole event, you ain't going to be getting that much in the way of hanging on events just because the venues aren't there. Like your call right now, no, Andy in that Grapple interview said that your call is just, I think he said, virtually not even, no, it's breaking even at best because of the increase in security costs. The 229 would have been an option, except they're no longer doing sports or wrestling at this point. Resistance Gallery is long dead. So what does that leave you with? You know, the Electric Ballroom, you know, that's a normal venue and, you know, has, you know, bookings most weekends. That's why when Progress do Super Strong Style, it's Sunday, Monday. You know, it was a couple of years back we did the full weekend, but it's, you know, build up, tear down, and build up again. And that would likely mean you'd have to have some kind of collective thing. Was it the Defy thing a few years back? Didn't work out, or it worked out, but it, you know, didn't exactly get people's attentions. Was Chatford Repro tried to offer the Crystal Palace Sports Centre to Eve this year? Again, that didn't pan out. And again, if we do get a, you know, a big, I'm not saying it's, you know, All In or Forbidden Door isn't big, but like a big event from, say, WWE, where you have a load of fans travelling into London, you're just not going to get like a, you know, a GCW collective. Certainly not in London, certainly not without a load of travelling, just because the venues aren't there. And that's, you know, being the bugbear, it's, you know, kind of bitten independent wrestling. There's a lot of very small, like, Village Hall venues, but stuff on the scale of, like, was it the Pearl of the Palms with the Collective and Monsieur and other similar-sized venues simply don't exist unless they've booked way in advance and someone has got the copper box for, you know, a full week, or if someone has been able to get the York Hall for a full week and is willing to bite the bullet there. But, yeah, it is worth noting, no, obviously, we're a third year now of AEW taking the August Bank Holiday weekend, and still, in some minds, we're not getting, you know, promotions really capitalising and working together. It is what it is, you know, promotions have their own plans. You know, if it's, I'm not sitting here pointing fingers at, oh, you booked first, or you ran head-to-head. Promotions, you know, have, you know, this week, this year, at least 18, 20,000 people in town. The finger point of Progress, RevPro and Ryde Cabaret and Eve overlapping well. Those two shows combined, you're probably maxing about 2,000, so 10% of what's going to be in town for AEW. You know, that's the most you're going to get, but certainly, you know, if we were to get like an outsider, like a Game Changer or something like that coming in, it'd be very interesting indeed how that does pan out just because of lack of venues, but we'll see. But, yep, I believe Neil David and myself will have reviews of at least RevPro shows up on Voice of Wrestling after the weekend. I'll probably not be able to catch all the Saturday show, depending on how quick the VOD goes. Of course, Instant Reaction Live from John Rich after AEW on the Sunday. And we'll see who else covers what. But, yeah, pretty much all of this, Eve, RevPro, Progress, will be streamed live. Ryde Cabaret, UKPW, eventually on their YouTube pages along with Ceasefire. But that is the Forbidden Door independent weekend preview. If you want to follow me on Twitter or X, just search for @IanWrestling on pretty much all platforms there. And thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you after the crazy weekend.
Hi, I'm Andrew Rich. And if you're like me, you look at the state of modern wrestling discourse and think, wow, what a cesspool. That's why I'm here to tell you about Music of the Mat Remix. That's right, your favorite wrestling music podcast is back with a new format, where I bring on a guest and we play songs related to wrestling-themed topics. It could be a wrestling reference, a wrestling concept, a wrestling pun, things of that nature. Now you might be saying, Andrew, that is a very, very tenuous connection to pro wrestling on a wrestling podcast network. Is this just an excuse to hang out with your friends and talk about music and ignore the rest of the wrestling landscape? Yes. Yes, it is. So listen to Music of the Mat Remix on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on Apple, Spotify, or your podcast player of choice.